我们今天下午要出埃及记的简介。
This afternoon we will go through an introduction to the book of Exodus.
我们感谢主，我们圣何西教会推行一个每个信徒的读经运动。
Thank God that the San Jose Church has a Bible study activity and practice.
就是每一天读一章。
And that is every day we read one chapter.
一个礼拜七章。
And thus, in the course of a week, we read seven chapters.
那我们刚开始是从马太福音开始。
When we first started, we started at the book of Matthew.
那我们马太读完，然后读旧约。
And then when Matthew had been completed, we had begun to study the Old Testament.
那旧约读完，又回到马太福音。
And then when the Old Testament was done, we went back to the book of Matthew.
那新约读完了，现在又回到旧约。
And now that the New Testament has been completed, once again, we return to the Old Testament.
那如果我们每一个信徒能够照着我们教会读经进度来做，三年圣经可以读一遍。
If we, as believers, were to follow this daily reading of the Bible, then in the course of 3 years, we can finish and complete the Bible.
那为了要帮助我们对那一个礼拜的圣经节有了解，所以我们礼拜二晚上各区的祷告会就是以那个星期的进度找一章或者一段来查考。
As the result of studying over the course of 7 days, we allocate Tuesday evenings to spend some time to share our understanding of the 7 chapters that we've read.
那礼拜六晚上我们各区有家庭聚会也可以从那一个礼拜找一段或一章来查考。
And on Sabbath evening services and family services, we also can take the opportunity to take a passage from one of those 7 chapters to study in further detail.
然后我们礼拜六早上聚完会有那个圣经的经句的背诵。
And after the conclusion of the Sabbath morning services, we also have the verses for memorization.
那也是从那一个礼拜的读经找一节来大家来背诵。
And that particular verse for memorization also comes from one of the many verses in the 7 chapters.
所以请我们每一个信徒建议大家能够照着教会的读经进度这样来有系统的查考圣经。
So we must encourage one another to read through these chapters and follow the Bible study schedule.
那我们在读圣经的时候常常遇到一个问题，不晓得这个圣经到底在讲什么。
Oftentimes, when we read the Bible, we encounter a particular problem, and that is, what is the Bible actually telling us?
那我们有两个方法来解决这个问题。
And we have two methods of solving that problem.
第一个方法就是你懂不懂没有关系，你就继续把它念过去。
The first way is, regardless of whether or not you understand, just continue to read through.
那圣经很奇妙，你念第一遍可能你觉得很生疏。
The Bible is indeed mysterious because you could read it once through and not catch any meaning.
但是你读第二遍的时候，你就开始比第一遍更有感受。
But the second time that you read through the Bible, you start to begin to understand its meaning.
那第三遍比第二遍有感受。
And in the third time around, you'll actually have more of an understanding than the second.
我们教会有一个长老他当传道大概当了70年。
In our church, we have an elder who was a pastor for about 70 years.
他还是读这本圣经。
And he still reads the same Bible.
所以这本圣经是非常深奥的。
And so the Bible is incredibly rich.
有哪一本书你可以读70年？
What book on this earth could you possibly read for 70 years straight?
除了圣经。
Except for the Bible.
所以如果我们读不懂，最简单就是你就把它读过去，等到你下一轮的时候，你就会多懂一点。
Thus, if we do not understand what we read in the Bible, go ahead and continue to read. And then next time when you revisit the passage, perhaps you'll gain some more understanding.
那第二个方法就是我们教会做一个简介。
And secondly, our church has an exercise of introductions.
就是对这一卷到底在什么做一个介绍。
And so that we can concisely introduce the topics that we have read.
当然还有第三个方法，你可以去找一些解经的书来看，帮助你了解。
And of course, you can find a third method, and that is to find supplementary books that go into deeper analysis.
好，那我们现在来看《出埃及记》的主题在讲什么。
So let us now examine the main topic of Exodus.
出埃及记一共有40章。
In Exodus, there are 40 chapters.
如果我们要问个问题说，到底这个40章在讲什么？
But let us ask ourselves, in the course of 40 chapters, what is it that the book actually tells us?
我们可以用最简单的一句话，就是这40章在讲选民的救赎与崇拜。
Simply put, the 40 chapters describe the redemption and the worship of the chosen people.
就是一句话就结束了。
And that's it. Just one simple phrase to describe the book of Exodus.
所以前面差不多一半是在讲选民的救赎。
In the first half of the book of Exodus, it describes the redemption of the chosen people.
那后面一半是在讲那救出来以后要做什么？要敬拜神。 那我们就在想，那为什么要有救赎？
So why is it that there needs to be redemption?
所谓救赎就是表示还没有救以前，他们的生活是不好的，才要救。
Redemption implies that prior to redemption,The chosen people had very bad living habits.
就是他们活在埃及里面。
And that was their life in Egypt.
所以需要把他们救出来。
And that's why they needed to be saved out of Egypt.
因为神应许给亚伯兰那一块牛奶与蜜之地不是埃及。
The Lord had promised that the chosen people would have their promised land. And that was not Egypt.
那是迦南地。
And that was the land of Canaan.
那因为在约瑟那个时代这个迦南地有大饥荒，所以他的爸爸雅各就把七十几个人都带到埃及去。约瑟的时代哈。
In the era of
Joseph.
In the era of Joseph, he brought 70 people.
他爸爸雅各因为迦南地有饥荒，所以他爸爸就把七十几个人带到埃及去投靠他的孩子约瑟。
The father of Joseph had brought 70 people to flee land of Canaan because of many threats that existed that area.
所以就到埃及去。
And so they fled to Egypt.
那经过450年。
And over the course of 450 years,
这个七十几个人一直繁衍变成一两百万人。
These 70 people had reproduced, turning themselves into a population of 1 to 2 million people.
所以这个埃及人觉得这个很大的威胁。
And so the people of Egypt thought this was a tremendous threat.
开始就逼迫他们。
And as such, they decided to oppress.
那他们就向神呼求。
And the oppressed Jews at the time pleaded to God for help and assistance.
神就拣选摩西。
And God had picked Moses.
所以就把他们从埃及救出来。
So that Moses could save the people out of Egypt.
那经过旷野回到迦南地。
And to go through the wilderness back to the land of Canaan.
这个就是为什么说选民要有救赎。
And this is why it means that the chosen people needed to be redeemed.
那后半部讲崇拜。
And then so the latter half of the book describes the worship.
因为他们在埃及地没有崇拜。
And because the Israelites who had made it into Egypt, they had no worship.
他们只有身份，但是没有跟那个身份相配的一个属灵生活。
They had an identity, but they had not bridged that identity with their spirituality.
所以身份就是他是神的选民。
And their identity is that they are the chosen people of God.
但是生活是跟埃及人一样。
But their daily living was equivalent to that of the Egyptians.
所以现在救出来之后，要把他们训练，让他们开始来敬拜这一位神。
So as these chosen people were redeemed, they needed to be trained such that they could worship God.
所以这就是第二部分。
And this describes the second half of the book of Exodus.
四十章就是在讲神的救赎，还有人对神的崇拜。
And so in these 40 chapters, it describes the redemption of the chosen people and how they would have to worship God.
好，那整个40章里面，我们可以看到一个很清楚的大纲。
In the 40 chapters, we can see a very clear message.
大纲。
very important important outline. In the 40 chapters, we can see an outline.
那这个大纲啊，就把整个出埃及记分几个大段。
And we can see that in this outline, we can separate the fleeing from Egypt into Exodus into several parts.
那这个大段就是要帮助我们了解这个整个出埃及记啊是在讲什么。
And these sections allow us to understand and break down the various components of the book of Exodus.
所以有时候我们读来读去不晓得我到底在讲什么。
Sometimes when we read through passages, we have no idea what it is that we're reading.
但是如果我们知道有一个大纲，我们大概就会帮助我们了解他在讲什么。
However, if we see a particular outline, we can break it down into more tangible and understandable components.
我们出来继续分作五大部分。
In Exodus, we can break it down into five main topics or categories.
一章到十一章。
From chapter 1 to 11,
是在讲他们在埃及受压制。
It describes how the chosen people had been oppressed in Egypt.
那十二章到十四章。
And from chapters 12 to 14,
讲救离埃及，救他们离开埃及。
It describes how the chosen people were to be saved out of Egypt.
那十五章到十八章。
And from chapter 15 to 18,
离开埃及以后啊的一种在旷野里面的操练。
It describes after leaving Egypt of the wanderings about in the wilderness.
操练 discipline,
the discipline that they needed to learn while they were in the wilderness.
那这个都有互相有关系的。
And all of these are related to each other.
这个第二大段跟第四大段要接起来以前一定要有第三段。
So in order for section 2 and 4 to connect to each other, there must be a section 3.
就是离开埃及以后要经过训练，经过操练之后，然后他们才能够跟神立约。
And it means that in order for the chosen people to worship God, they needed to be trained as they wandered through the wilderness.
所以到第四段啊，就是在讲西乃立约。
And up to the fourth component, it describes to the covenant.
就是把以色列百姓啊，那个身份提高，跟神立约以后啊，真正的变成神的子民。
And it describes how their status in the eyes of God had been elevated such that they would be worthy of worshiping God.
那到第五段
And lastly, to the fifth section,
就是崇拜
is describing worship.
就是怎么样过一个以神为中心的生活
And is describing how do we live a God-centered life.
所以有时候我们在读出埃及记发现好像不晓得在讲什么，但是仔细去查考它里面一段一段很清楚。
Initially, as we read through the book of Exodus, we may not really understand how it all connects together, but when we look into these five sections, it becomes more clear.
而且每一段的关系都会有互相的关系。
And in every section, there are very clear relationships to each other.
好，我们先来看第一段。
Let's look at the first section.
就是第一章到十一章。
Let's look at chapters 1 through 11.
那这个第一段里面又分作三个小段。
And in the first section, there are three subsections.
第一章，出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
是在讲他们在埃及的服事。
It describes how they were in the servitude for the Egyptians.
就是服事他们的王。
And it's to serve the Pharaoh of Egypt.
那在第一章里面，我们看到埃及的新王啊，开始对这个以色列百姓非常不好。
And we can see in chapter 1 that the Pharaoh had treated the Israelites very poorly.
那从第二章开始。
And from chapter 2 beginning
到第四章
to chapter 4,
就是在讲神预备一个救赎。
And it describes how God is preparing redemption.
就是摩西。
And that is Moses.
然后第五章。
And chapter 5.
到十一章。
To chapter 11.
就是实际的救赎工作。
And it describes,
实际的救赎哈。
It describes the reality of the redemption.
哦，呀，所以我们可以看出来哈，这个第五章以前呐，啊，神要救他们要用人呐，到第二章到第四章他就预备。
So, prior to chapter 5, we know that in chapters 2 through 4, that is where, in order for God to redeem man and save man, he needs a man to be the leader.
So,
he prepares for it.
啊，主耶稣要把福音传遍天下。
And so, our Lord Jesus, for example, wanted to spread the word to, across the world.
然后他出来传福音，他就预备十二个门徒。
And prior to him spreading the gospel, he had prepared 12 disciples.
啊，然后这个主耶稣升天以后，这十二个人就把工作做好。
And once Jesus had risen into heaven, these 12 disciples had then proceeded to go to work.
所以这告诉我们啊，神会预备他的工作，神会预备工人。
So this tells us that God will always prepare people to do His work.
哦，那被神用的，这是很大的恩典。
And for people who are instruments of God to do His holy work, this is a tremendous blessing.
当然，要被神用以前都要经过操练。
But of course, prior to being utilized by God, people must be well prepared.
但是被神用的结果，他的赏赐是极其伟大的。
But in the end, the blessings and the effects of those who have performed God's work are immense.
所以第二章在讲第一章的后面到第二章就讲摩西出生跟摩西的长大。
So in the latter half of chapter 1 through chapter 2, it describes the life and the early beginnings of Moses.
啊，然后十一章开始。
And in chapters 11 and onwards,
摩西想要救以色列人。
It describes how Moses wanted to save the Israelites.
那后来他就逃走了。
And then he escaped.
因为他的属灵装备不够，虽然他很有信心。
Even though his faith was quite strong, he was not strong enough.
属灵的装备不够。
So his spiritual preparation was not adequate.
因为他用血气把人打死，用这个方法，这不是神的方法。
Because he had used a weapon to beat someone to death, but yet that was not God's way.
所以送到旷野训练四十年。
And so that is why he was sent into the wilderness for 40 years.
但是神要叫他的工作不一样，没有改变。
But nonetheless, God wanted his work to stay the same.
那但是他以后做这个工作，做法就不一样。
And then once he had been prepared and would return, the way that he would go about doing his work of redeeming the Israelites would be different.
所以这个不同灵性的人做相同的圣工，做法会不一样。
So for two people who have different spiritual preparation, their actions will come out to be very different.
所以需要操练。
So this is why they must be prepared.
所以神所要的人呢，都是要经过操练。
Because the people that God wants to do the holy work need to be trained.
啊，那这个第二章一直到第四章里面呢，有我们看摩西第二次神用他有一个关键。
And from chapter 2 to chapter 4, we see that as God wants to rely on Moses for the second time, Moses comes to a particular perspective.
我们看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
11节。
Verse 11.
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列从埃及领出来呢？
Chapter 3, verse 11. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
这个就是40年操练的结果，对自己有认识。
This is the result of 40 years of preparation where Moses truly understands the limitations of himself.
我是什么人？
Who am I?
40岁的时候，他觉得我从王宫出来，如果要去见王，应该是我最适合。
40 years ago, he would have thought to himself that he was the most suited to meet the Pharaoh, to ask for the children of Israel to be taken out.
那80岁的摩西他觉得我没有办法。
But an 80-year-old Moses recognized that he was powerless to do so.
你如果到公司里面去 interview 现在很难找工作，你一定不能，你要吹到说我行。
Nowadays, when you go to an interview and the manager always asks you, can you do this or that? You always say, of course you can.
但是神要做的工作，如果他一直觉得说我行，这个人还不能用。
Because in the eyes of God, if you were to ask the same questions and the person who responds says, yes, I can do everything, then that person is truly not prepared.
那一个人如果说, 我不行,
but if a person were to say that he could not,
这个人就可以用,
then that means this person can.
为什么?
Because, why?
因为如果我们觉得我不行,
because if we believe that we cannot,
那你又要工作要我做,
and you have work that I need to complete,
那怎么办?
Then what am I to do?
我是要靠你了。
Then I must rely on you, Lord.
我会祷告,
and I must pray.
那这个就是神所要的工人。
And this is exactly what the Lord wants us in terms of a holy worker.
所以这种改变要40年。
And so this change required 40 years.
所以摩西神操练的时间跟神用他的时间一样长。
And so the amount of time that God trained him, trained Moses, was the same amount of time as the time that Moses would be to perform the holy work.
有没有哪一个公司你看到他说他在公司服侍十年，十年之前公司先训练他十年？
Is there any company out there that to do 10 years of work that they prepare you for 10 years before you can get started?
大概很少。
Probably very few.
所以这个属灵的工作灵性是关键。
And so for these type of holy work, spiritual strength is incredibly important.
个人的才能, 这是其次。
Individuals' capabilities are limited.
我们在圣经常常看到, 不是说这个人很有恩赐, 所以神用他。
In the Bible, we never see that a person has many attributes or capabilities and that God chooses that person.
常常是觉得说神是觉得这个人适合, 所以神就给他智慧, 给他能力, 去完成神要他完成的工作。
It is when we see that God identifies a person as being very suitable for that, that he empowers that person with knowledge and wisdom and that strength to be able to complete the holy work.
那做完之后, 这个人就会荣耀神。
And upon completion of that holy work, this worker will give all the glory to God.
因为在开始他就觉得我不行了。
Because in the beginning, the person thought that he could not perform any of it.
如果一个人开始就觉得我行,
if there was a person that thought that he could perform this work from the
那工作做完了,
beginning, and then the work was completed,
在心里面他知道,
and in his heart he would say that I always knew that I could do it.
那荣耀就归自己啊,
and then that glory was only given up to himself
versus God. 第二章到第四章是一种操练,
so chapter 2 and chapter 4 describes the transformation of an individual to be a holy worker of God.
那时候到了,
and then,
神的呼召就来到,
and then it describes that the protection of God will come to enable that person.
教会里面很缺乏工人,
truthfully, in the church, we lack many holy workers.
只要我们预备妥当, 神一定会感动人,
so long as we ask and plead for God's assistance, God will always come out and choose us to perform his work.
教会只要神感动啊,
and so if we are prepared and from a spiritual sense, so long as we are earnest in asking for God to help us in our holy work, God will prepare us.
那因为摩西觉得我不行,
and so Moses thought that he personally could not do what God asked.
第四章神给他一支杖,
and so that is why in chapter 4, the Lord gave him a staff.
那个杖代表什么?
What does the staff represent?
就是权柄,
it represents
power.
Power.
就因为这个权柄, 红海可以分开,
and with this power, he could divide the Red Sea.
啊, 磐石可以流水,
and that the rocks could flow water.
啊, 因为他觉得不行, 神就给他权柄,
and because Moses believed that he could not, and that is why God gave him that power with that staff.
所以我们现在要服侍神啊, 这个是最难的一点。
And so for us to perform work for God, to serve him, that is the most difficult aspect of it.
在世界上很突出的人, 常常内心都有某种程度的自信。
In this world, there are plenty of people who have great self-confidence in their abilities.
就是因为他世界上很突出。
Because on this world, they feel they are very capable.
那要把那一点点的自信拿掉, 常常要花很多的时间。
And if one were to try to remove that self-confidence from that person, it would actually take some time.
但是那个拿掉了，神的能力就下来。
But if we were to take that self-confidence away, then the power of God can then be instilled into that person.
所以第四章神给他权柄。
And so in chapter 4 describes how God had given Moses power.
第五章到十一章,
and from chapter 5 to chapter 11,
就是开始要救以色列百姓。
It describes the beginning of the redemption of the Israelites.
那五章到十一章，你可以发现法老王也不是啊很轻易能够让他走的。
And in chapter 5 to 11, it is also evident that the Pharaoh was not going to simply just let the Israelites leave.
他有权，他有兵。
He has power and he has soldiers.
他怎么会很容易让你走？
Why would it that he would just simply let the Israelites go?
啊，以色列百姓手无寸铁。
The Israelites had no defenses.
你要怎么能够离开？
How was it that they were able to leave?
所以到最后就是神给摩西那个权柄。
And in the end, it was because God had given Moses that power.
因为那个权柄使法老王受尽很多的痛苦。
Because that power for the Pharaoh had to be accumulated through much suffering.
最后一个痛苦就是所有的长子都被杀掉，连动物长子都被杀，头生都被杀掉。
And in the end, for the Pharaoh and the land of Egypt, all the eldest sons were killed off.
因为这样，所以法老知道不能再留下来，你再把他再留下来，下一次灾祸可能更大。
And as a result of that, the Pharaoh knew that he could not allow the Israelites to stay because what would happen in the future if another plague or chaos were to happen.
所以不得已，你走吧。
And so reluctantly, he allowed the Israelites to leave.
这是一个属灵的预表。
And this is an indication of the power of the Spirit.
全世界都握在恶者的手下。
The entire world was under the control of a very evil man.
就是啊。Evil one, 不是 evil man.
Sorry.
恶者就是魔鬼。
Under the whole entire world is under control of Satan.
不是人啊，如果人是个小事。
It's not a man. If it was under the control of man, it's actually a very small thing, insignificant.
被魔鬼控制。
But it's actually under the control of Satan.
那魔鬼控制人的心呢？
And Satan controls the heart of man.
所以要带人来信主不简单。
And for us to bring people believe in God is not easy.
因为魔鬼有某种程度的权柄。
Because Satan has complete power.
但是不简单不等于不可能。
But it's not simple nor easy or impossible.
不等于说不可能。
It's not that it's not impossible.
是可能的。
It's possible.
如果身上我们有神的权柄。
So long as we have the power of God, it is possible for us to bring people to God.
我们就可以胜过魔鬼，把人从这个埃及，从世界里面救出来，归属于神。
And we can overcome just like Moses had overcome and brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
那在这个五到十一章啊，就是整个跟法老王的一种征战。
And between chapter 5 and 11, it describes the battle between the Pharaoh and Moses and God.
好，那12章到14章就实际要出埃及。
And so in chapter 12 through 14, it describes the actual reality of fleeing or leaving Egypt.
那实际要出埃及，又发现有两个救赎。
And so in the process of leaving Egypt, there are two redemptions.
一个是血的救赎。
One is the redemption of blood.
因为天使拿刀要把所有长子都杀掉。
Because the angel had killed all the eldest sons in Egypt.
所以逾越节的羔羊，那个血抹在门框上，救了以色列百姓的长子。
And so as a result of the Israelites putting the blood of lambs across the top of their doorways, they were able to preserve the lives of their eldest sons.
所以我们真的能够罪得赦免，从魔鬼的手下救出来，是因为那一头没有罪的羔羊，主耶稣的宝血。
And for us to be redeemed, it is because we took the blood from the most precious lamb, and that is our Lord Jesus, for sacrifice.
好像那个头生的长子被羔羊的血拯救。
And it's as if our eldest son had been saved because of the most precious blood of the lamb.
那13章到14章就是权柄啊。Power, 权柄的拯救。
And here it describes in chapter 13 to 14 the redemption that is brought by power.
因为他们到了红海旁边。
It is because when the Israelites had reached the coast of the Red Sea.
回头过来看，埃及的追兵在追他们。
As they turned around, they saw that the soldiers of Egypt were approaching very quickly.
现在怎么办？
And then what would happen?
前面你没有办法进。
In the front, there's no way for you to cross.
后面你没有办法退。
And in the back, there is no way for you to retreat.
哎，有摩西就用那个权柄把红海分开。
And as a result, Moses took the staff and used his power to divide the Red Sea.
那以色列百姓是走干地过去的。
And so the Israelites walked across dry ground across the Red Sea.
那埃及的追兵也追着来。
And the soldiers of Egypt were hotly pursuing the Israelites.
但是那个棒一直那个海水和解，全部把他们消灭。
But halfway through, the waters of the Red Sea collapsed upon them.
啊，那个过红海代表洗礼。
Crossing the Red Sea represents baptism.
所以洗礼就是神的权柄，要赦掉我们的罪。
So baptism is the power of God that allows us to have our sins washed away.
就是有十二章到十四章。
And this is what is described in chapter 12 through 14.
好，那脱离了埃及以后。
After leaving Egypt,
现在就进入十五章到十八章。
We start looking into chapter 15 to 18.
这个就是旷野的训练。
And this is the training that is brought in the wilderness.
所以信耶稣以后还是会遇到一些操练。
After we believe in Jesus, there will always be training.
好，我们看十五章。
Let's look at chapter 15.
十五章的第一节到二十一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1 through 21.
啊，这个是整蒙救赎的以色列百姓的凯歌，胜利的歌。
This is the song of Moses.
啊，摩西在歌颂神的伟大跟荣耀。
This is the song that was praised to the Lord.To praise him of his of his mightiness and his greatness.
十九节是摩西的姐姐米利暗在歌颂神。
And verse 19 it describes that he had dedicated the
十九节米利暗。二十一节有那米利暗。
And Miriam answered them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously."
所以这是一个很欢喜快乐的日子。
And this is a very joyous time for the Israelites.
太奇妙了，红海分开。
It was so miraculous that the Red Sea had divided.
那从十五章二十二节开始就是操练。
And from chapter 15, verse 22 onwards, it describes the training.
第一个操练是什么？
What is the first training they underwent?
从马拉进到以林。
And that is where they went from Mara.
二十三节，对呀，马拉哈，然后到二十七节。
To verse 27, where they arrived at Elim.
马拉就是苦的意思。
Mara means suffering.
Bitter.
Bitterness.
以林就是甜的意思。
And Elim means sweetness.
所以信耶稣也会经历苦难。
So as when think about it, when we believe in Jesus, we will definitely encounter trials.
但是苦难怎么办？
But when we encounter trials, what can we do?
你坚持到底就进到以林，就会享受到甜美。
If you persevere and overcome those challenges, you will gradually reach Elim, sweetness.
这条路你继续走下去，苦会过去的，甜美会来到的。
If you continue down that path, you will overcome that bitterness and finally reach sweetness.
所以天国路不是一生都受苦的。
So the road to heaven is not a perpetual path of suffering or bitterness.
这个马拉的经验只是一小段，过去就是以林，甜的。
This bitterness or this experience of bitterness is only temporary. Eventually, if you pursue that path to heaven, you will reach sweetness.
所以信耶稣哦，会有苦难。
So, thus, let's remember that believing in Jesus, we will inevitably encounter bitterness.
但是苦难过去就是甜美。
But as bitterness passes us by, we will eventually reach sweetness.
十六章第二个操练。
In chapter 16, it describes the second training.
就是没有东西吃。
And it describes that there is nothing to eat.
结果天上降玛拿给他们吃。
But that manna had fallen from the skies onto the ground.
这两个意思。
This has two meanings.
第一个。
First.
如果我们走在神的道路上。
If we walk on the path of God.
神负责到底。
God will be responsible to the end.
你生活绝对没有困难。
Your life will not encounter any challenges.
每一天会有神新的恩典。
You will always receive new blessings from God.
每一天起来都有玛拿可以捡。
Every day when you awake, you will find manna to eat.
所以我们真的信主的人不要为生活忧虑太多。
And so for us who truly believe in God, we do not need to worry about our daily lives.
最重要是我现在的生活是不是合神的旨意。
All that is really important to us is whether or not our lives adhere to the direction or the will of God.
如果你走在神的旨意上，神负责你到底。
If you are following the will of God, God will be responsible for you to the end.
这是第一个教训。
This is the first lesson.
第二个教训。
Second lesson.
这是一个属灵的旅程。
This is the course of the spirit.
Spiritual journey.
Spiritual journey.
所以要有属灵的食物。
And so we need to have spiritual food.
约翰福音第六章说，耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And in John chapter 6, it says that I am the life.
生命之粮。
I am the
bread
of life.
你吃的，你就有力量。
If you partake in it, you will have strength.
所以为什么我们要常常查考圣经，听神的话？
Why is it that we must often study the Bible and listen to the words of God?
因为这个就是我们的粮食。
Because this is our sustenance.
神的话带有生命，带有权柄。
The word of God gives us life and gives us power.
神的话进到你里面，感动你，你信仰就强起来。
The word of God can give us power and then to give us strength.
那如果我们没有听神的话，没有读圣经，你就越来越软弱。虽然身体很健康，灵性越来越软弱。
Even though we may be physically healthy, if we do not listen to the words of God and embrace those words, we will become increasingly weak.
天国路你就走不下去啊。
And we will not be able to walk along the path to heaven.
信仰路上走不下去啊。世界一直走下去很成功，但信仰越来越没有力。
We may be able to walk on this material world successfully, but our path to heaven will inevitably go awry.
因为我们缺乏了属灵的粮食。
Because we lack the spiritual food.
好，那十六章过去了，现在到十七章。
After chapter 16, we are now at chapter 17.
十七章在讲什么？
What does chapter 17 say?
十七章在讲饥渴，那个口渴的操练。
It describes the training of being thirsty.
就没有水喝。
There is no water to drink.
那没有水喝怎么办？
If there is no water to drink, then what can be done?
一打磐石就流水。
Moses struck the rock and the water began to flow.
这个也两个意思。
There is also two meanings for this.
第一个当然就是我们生活需要，神会供给。
Again, of course, in the first lesson is that in this life, as long as we follow the will of God, we'll be taken care of.
第二个。
Secondly.
主耶稣说，口渴的可以到我这里来。
Secondly is that Jesus said, if you are thirsty, you can come to me.
从你的腹中要涌出活水的江河来。
And from me you can find a flowing of living water.
哎呀，你的肚子要涌出一种内在的满足。
You will have such immense satisfaction from coming from within yourself.
就是指得圣灵。
And that refers to the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们得圣灵，被圣灵充满。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你的心有一种内在的满足，那种甜美一直涌出来。
Your heartness will have this sweet satisfaction that emanates from your center.
那是一种享受。
And that is a true appreciation.
我们信仰是享受什么？
In our faith, what is it that we appreciate?
好，我们享受神。
We appreciate God.
这很奇妙。
And this is miraculous.
神在你里面觉得很甜美。
When God is in you, you feel very joyous and sweet.
很满足，很喜乐，很平安。
You are filled with peacefulness, joy.
这个就是享受。
This is called appreciation.
这不是钱买得到。
This is not something that money can buy.
好，那十七章下半句，下半段。
In the second half of chapter 17,
操练跟亚玛利人征战。
It describes the victory over the Amalekites.
亚玛利人代表情欲。
Amalekites describes lust.
就是我们信仰经过情欲的操练。
And it describes that in our faith, we will inevitably encounter the challenges of lust.
要把情欲致死，不然情欲要把你弄死。
We must destroy lust, otherwise we will be destroyed by lust.
天国路就灭亡了，在当中就灭亡了。
And then that road to heaven will disappear.
但是摩西也是拿着那一根杖就打胜亚玛利人。
And so Moses had also been able to defeat the Amalekites.
就是说我们要靠圣灵的权柄，我们就可以致死情欲。
And which is why it reminds us that we must use the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome lust.
十八章就是讲要管理这些以色列百姓。
In chapter 18, it describes taking care of the Israelites.
也就是一种操练。
It is
要接受管理。
This is also a training because it describes that the Israelites must be willing to be taken care of.
神的百姓要接受神的管理。
The people of God must be able to receive the care of God.
这个叫做尊神为大。
This is truly what it means to respect God's will.
那十八章就讲神这怎么去管理以色列百姓。
And so in chapter 18, it describes how God was to take care or manage the Israelites.
世界上最深奥的管理学在出埃及记十八章。
In chapter 18, the most deep of essential management concepts is in chapter 18.
没有一个人世间的管理学能够超越出埃及记十八章。
There is no one that can not adhere to the concepts of management in chapter 18.
那这个管理是以神为中心。
And in this management, it really means that we take God as our center.
所以这个叫操练,
and this is what is called training.
好, 那19章到34章,
and from chapter 19 to chapter 34,
就是要跟神立约,
and this is building the relationship with God.
立约, covenant,
building the covenant with God.
那立约要做什么?
And what is the covenant for?
我们看第五节,
let us look at chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
这里说, 你要在万民中做属我的子民。
Here it describes that you must obey my voice and keep my covenant.
你要下半句, 在万民中你要做我的子民。
And that way you will be my people.
但是有一个条件,
but there is only one condition you must follow.
听我的话,
and in order to be God's people, you need to listen to his voice and keep his covenant.
第六节,
and verse 6.
你要归我做祭司的国度是圣洁的国子民。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以以色列百姓要从万民中被抬高，变成非常尊贵的人。
And for the Israelites, they were elevated from the common people of the world to the chosen people of God.
但是有条件,
but they had conditions that they needed to follow.
听神的话, 遵守神的话,
they needed to listen and adhere to the words of God.
今天这个就是对我们的立约,
this is the covenant that we also must follow.
我们觉得我们跟别人不同, 跟别人一样,
we may feel that we are similar to or the same to other people.
少我一个没有少什么，多我一个没有多什么，这世界上真的是这样。
And in this world, sometimes we may feel that if there was one less of me or one more of me, it would be insignificant.
但是如果从属灵上来看,
but from a spiritual perspective,
我们绝对不同。
We are indeed very different.
我们在神的眼中是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
In the spiritual sense, we are the chosen people of God.
那要怎么来持守这种圣洁的身份?
And how is it that we can exhibit this, this identity as being the chosen people of God?
听神的话, 遵守神的话。
We must listen and obey to the words of God.
那要立约之前,
prior to the covenant,
神降在西乃山,
God had descended onto and appeared onto Mount Sinai.
看到雷轰闪电地震,
there was lightning and earthquakes.
所以20章, 神跟他们讲话,
and in chapter 20, he began to talk to the Israelites.
他们变得很乖, 你跟我讲, 我们都听啊, 摩西跟他讲话, 他们, 你跟我讲, 我们都听啊, 不要神跟我们讲, 恐怕我们都死光了。
The people there had then begun to listen directly to God.
为什么人会遵守神的话?
Why is it that only then did people decide to listen to God?
因为神是威严有权柄的。
Because God is the Almighty and has the full power.
所以神的话不是建议, 神的话是诫命。
The word of God is not merely a suggestion, it is a commandment.
遵守得福, 不遵守要受审判。
If you were not to follow his words or commandments, you will be punished.
所以从20章开始就讲到10戒, 然后讲到很多的 一些规条。
And from chapters 20 and onwards, it talks about the Ten Commandments.
然后一直到34章。
Continuing all the way to 34.
这里面还有很多这个圣殿里面的怎么一些规条。
It also describes additional conditions.
那35章开始。
And from chapter 35 onward.
35章开始就在讲 要怎么在会幕敬拜神。
It describes how do the Israelites worship God.
In tabernacle.
The tabernacle.
要在会幕里面要有约柜。
And it describes that they must build a tabernacle, and in the tabernacle they must have the ark.
然后敬拜神的人要穿什么衣服。
And that in order to worship God, people must wear a certain attire.
有一些规条。
And there are other additional conditions.
那这个会幕的最后40章。
And all the way until chapter 40,
34节,
verse 34,
当时云彩遮盖会幕，神的荣光就充满着会幕。
Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以会幕就是神跟人相会的地方。
The tabernacle is the location where men and God can build that relationship.
就借着会幕，人跟神重新建立关系。
And it is where that using the tabernacle and the ark, that is where the relationship is built between man and God.
神的恩典重新降临。
And that is where the blessings of God will descend upon
people. 那个会幕就是教会。
And that tabernacle is the church.
所以我们今天在哪里敬拜神？
And so where is it today that we worship God?
在教会。
It is in the church.
不是会堂啊，是教会。
It is not chapel, it is church.
教会是神充满的地方。
Church is a place where God is, where God fills.
是基督的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
是充满神的生命。
It is the filling of the life of God.
充满神的荣耀。
And filled with the glory of God.
所以我们在教会要蒙恩。
And where in the church we are received with abundant blessings.
这个就是出埃及记的大纲跟它主要的内容。
And this is essentially the outline of the book of Exodus.
那出埃及记有几个要训。
And in Exodus there are some particular essential teachings.
第一个
First,
我们从出埃及记可以认识神。
And what we can learn is that from the book of Exodus we can get to know God.
第二章的最后一节。
In chapter 2, in verse 24,
说神听见他们哀声就纪念他与亚伯兰以撒所立的约。
It describes that, so God hearing their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
神跟亚伯兰立约啊，他大概是我想啊，最保七八百年前。
And the covenant that God had made with Abraham had taken place about 700 to 800 years prior to this incident.
亚伯兰死了，以撒死了，雅各死了。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all dead.
但是神还是活着。
But God was still alive.
神没有忘记他跟人立的约。
And God had not forgotten his covenant that he had made with his people.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is eternal.
Faithful.
Is faithful.
所以神是可靠的。
And God is reliable.
神讲话就算话。
And God is, he keeps his promises.
所以他要从亚伯兰后裔兴出子孙大国，现在实现了。
And through the descendants of Abraham, through many centuries, God was able to continue with his covenant for his people.
那第三章在讲神的怜悯。
And first, in chapter 3 describes the mercy of God.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
说神，我的百姓受苦，实在看见了，他们督工所辖之发声，我听见了，我原来知道他们的痛苦。第八节，我要下来要救他们。你看这有好几个动词。
Here we see many verbs.
我看见他们的苦。
I saw their sorrow.
我听见他们的哀声。
I hear their groanings.
我知道他们的痛苦。
I know their pain.
我要下来救他们。
I must descend to save them.
神是有行动的神。
God is an actionable God.
神要用他的行动来施他的怜悯。
He uses his actions to express his mercy.
所以当我们向神呼求我们的苦难，神听到。
So when we express our sufferings to God, God will hear us.
因为我们是他的选民。
Because we are his chosen people.
神会下来救我们。
God will come down to help us.
这是神的怜悯。
This is the mercy of God.
那在出埃及记的第三章。
And in Exodus chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
最后一半。
In the second half.
他们若问我说，你，他叫什么名字？我要对他说什么呢？
It says, when Moses had asked God what he should call God's name,
以色列百姓如果问摩西说神叫什么名字，摩西要怎么讲呢？
So if the Israelites were to ask Moses what God's name was, what would Moses have said?
十四节。
It describes 14.
神对摩西说，我是自有永有的神。
And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
那这句话我们看主耶稣讲过。
We know that this particular phrase was spoken by Jesus before.
那以色列百姓怎么回应？
And how is it that the Israelites replied to that?
约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
五十八节。
John chapter
8, 第八章五十八节。
John chapter 8, verse 58.
请读。
John chapter 8, verse 58.John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
你看英文写得很奇妙哦。Before Abraham was, I am.
It's quite amazing that it says that before Abraham was, I am.
耶稣是在亚伯兰前啊，四五千年的人。
Abraham existed
在耶稣前四五千年的
Abraham existed about 4,000 to 5,000 years prior to Jesus.
他已经死了，所以用过去式。
And so Abraham had died previously a long time ago.
所以这里说 Abraham was.
And so that's why it says that Abraham was.
但是 I am 那个时候我就存在，我就是现在是。
And what it really means is that what Jesus was trying to say that he was always there even before the time of Abraham.
那更奇妙是第八章的二十四节。
What's even more mysterious is chapter 8 verse
约翰福音八章二十四节。
Chapter 8 verse 20.
二十四。
Verse 24. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.
你看这个英文哦。如果你不相信我是，你就会死在罪里面。
What it really means and what we can see here is that if you do not believe in me, you will surely just die in your sins.
If you don't believe, I am. 那个 I am 就是出埃及记第三章神介绍他自己。
And here when it describes that if you do not believe I am, it refers to what was just read in Exodus chapter 3, ververse 14.
所以第三章啊，出埃及记第三章那个 I am 就是新约时代的耶稣。
So in Exodus chapter 3 verse 14 mentioned the I am, it refers to Jesus.
然后到32章就在讲神的公义。
And to chapter 32, it describes the righteousness of God.
他们敬拜偶像，神要把他们消灭。
And this talks about when the Israelites were worshiping idols, that God wanted to destroy the idols.
但是32章14节，神后悔。
But in in chapter 34, verse 14, it describes how God had regretted trying to destroy the Israelites for worshiping the idols.
神后悔不是神做错事情。
His regret was not that he had done something wrong.
是因为神的怜悯。
It's because of God's mercy.
所以圣经也讲神是不后悔的神，也讲神会后悔。
But of course, in the Bible, it says that God is one who does not regret, but there are certain circumstances where he does.
B, 出埃及记的属灵预表，我们刚刚有提过。
And we had just previously mentioned in Exodus.
属灵预表，我们已谈过了。
About the preparation of
spiritual
significance.
第三 C, 十诫的道德律。
And then the third particular essential teaching is about the Ten Commandments.
请我们那个 PowerPoint 再往下十诫的道德律我们人类道德的基础是什么
What is the foundation of
morality 就是十诫
It is the Ten Commandments
从神来的
And this were inherited from God
所以如果人不敬畏神道德的基础就动摇
And so if weWere not to adhere to the foundations of our morality, then we would.
道德的基础 foundation 就动摇了。
And then we would our foundation of morality would cease to exist.
那道德就没有了。
And then there would be no morality.
所以你现在同性可以结婚，这是什么世界
？So with gay marriage, what is this sort of how does this make any sense?
因为你不敬畏神。
Because you do not respect God.
所以神的话就做参考而已。
And so God's words are merely suggestions.
随着自己的喜好去定标准。
It is a matter of just following your own whim and your own will.
所以要整个社会要很和谐、很平安，要有神同在，要回归到神的实践。
And in order for society as a whole to peacefully coexist with one another, the only way to do that is to return to God, and it is to follow the Ten Commandments.
把十诫拿掉，世界就越来越乱。
If you were to remove the Ten Commandments, the world would become increasingly chaotic.
会幕的十诫的道德律。
This is the foundation of the Ten Commandments.
最后是会幕。
And lastly, it is the theology.
会幕就代表教会。
Theology of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle represents the church.
整个以色列百姓安营，那个中心是会幕。
Well, during the entire encampment of the Israelites, the center of that encampment was the tabernacle.
所以今天我们生活的中心在哪里？
And so in our daily lives, where is the center?
如果我们要回归圣经，生活的中心是教会。
We need to remember that the center of our life should be the church.
这个是神同在的地方。
Because it is where God is present.
是神施恩的地方。
This is where God exhibits and displays His blessings.
这个将来要直接被提到天国去的。
This is the location from which we are brought back to heaven.
就是教会。
And that is the church.
这就是出埃及记的属灵教训。
And this is the teaching of the book of Exodus.
那我们就简介到这里。
And so this concludes our introduction.
那唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
Hymn
239. Please be seated.
我们现在最后来祷告，结束我们下午的聚会。
Now we will conclude with our last prayer.